Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Sports Best podcast. We're going to do a hot take on this week's podcast, and actually, we're basing it off of the top 20 most dominant athletes according to ESPN, the magazine. It's their 20th year anniversary, and they wanted to kind of just say who the top 20 most dominant athletes are in the past 20 years, and that's a pretty broad spectrum right there, but the list that they made, I thought, was anywhere between below average and garbage. So, Ruben, how are you doing first and foremost?
I guess. I'm doing great. How about you, Josely?
I'm doing fab. You know what? That's a lie. I could be doing better because this list, you said it's between below average and garbage. I just say it's straight trash.
Okay. Wow. So I can tell, yeah, that he's got some strong feelings towards it. Okay, so we're going to start off with the list that they gave us, and then we're actually going to switch over to the list that we made ourselves. All three of us made a list each, and as a matter of fact, we should have came together before this, guys, and actually made the ASB official one, but maybe after this, we'll kind of put it to a poll. I think that'd be a cool one.
Yeah, we can put it on Facebook, our list, a combined list that we think will work for all of ASB.
For sure. Okay,
so... You can just put the ASB official list on mine because mine's a correct
one. Wow. Okay, there we go. Absolutely not going to happen. Number 20, Tom Brady came in at number 20, New England Patriots quarterback who has been considered the best to ever do it at his position and somehow comes in at number 20. And in my opinion, this is a very, very bad decision on ESPN's part. Makes him look stupid and their credibility goes way down. Josely, what do you think on this?
I don't know how you can take ESPN seriously when they're putting the literal best quarterback of all time, the guy who has the most rings out of any quarterback ever, and how can you put him at number 20? It just doesn't make sense to me.
You're right. It doesn't. If it was the greatest of all time, he shouldn't even be number 20. It's nuts.
Exactly. So number 19, Ruben, I'm going to have you tell me what you think on this. Number 19, Manny Pacquiao on the list.
Manny Pacquiao is a good fighter. I don't know that he's top 20. I guess he's probably top 5 in boxers of the last 20 years, but I don't know. I guess we haven't heard him that much lately, and I don't know if I'd even have him on my list. All right, actually, I don't have him on my list.
Josely?
He's not anywhere even close to my list.
Yeah, I'd put him far removed from my list. I think if I put top 100, he might come to mind in, you know, the back end of it. Number 18, Mike Trout of the Anaheim Angels. I'm going to just say Anaheim Angels because I don't want to say the full thing. Josely, Mike Trout,
you know, he's interesting. He's very good. Don't get me wrong. He's a damn good baseball player. But when you think of dominant players, I don't think of Mike Trout. And that might be MLB's fault because they can't really market him. But... he's not what person that came to mind when I think of top 20 most dominant athletes in the last 20 years, considering he really even hasn't hit, and I would say he's barely entering his prime. Like, he's been really good for a long time. He's been in the league for, like, this is going to be his seventh year.
Right.
But, he might be a statistical really good pick based off solely the numbers, but I don't think that does enough to get him into my list.
I mean, in my opinion, I think he is great. I honestly think he's dominant in the league, but I don't say he's dominant as far as overall athleticism. I mean, athleticism, he might be top, 10 in just all athletes just from his athleticism, from what he can display with his body and everything like that and how strong he is. But as far as top 20 dominant, no shot. Ruben?
I disagree with both of y'all just because you have to think of the sport itself. So he's definitely one of the top two or three guys of his sport in the last 20 years. So I'm going to have to disagree with you guys, but I'm a baseball guy. I know you guys aren't baseball.
Insane.
Of baseball.
Get out of here. Number 17.
Hey, you know what? Oh, man.
What?
I was just thinking it's a good idea that we're doing this podcast, that I'm calling in, because if Ruben and I were in the same room right now, we might fight.
Number 17, San Francisco Giants great Barry Bonds. He did do steroids. There's no doubt about it. but he was extremely dominant. And I think number 17 might be, you know, just kind of a disgrace on this list. I think he should be higher. That's my opinion. Ruben, I'll let you start off with this one.
He's definitely one of my top 20, and I'm not going to say exactly where, but yeah, he's a good guy to have on the list, except he's not really a good guy to have on your team if you're thinking about steroid era.
Okay, Jose Lee?
He's just entirely too low at 17. Like, I think of the distance, like, how much better is Barry Bonds than Mike Trout? I mean, Barry Bonds has 7 MVPs, and Mike Trout might be on his way to 7 MVPs, right? But
yeah,
Barry Bonds is way better at baseball, I would say, in his time and era, which is a steroid era, but even the pitchers were doing it, so what, than Mike Trout is now. And I think to have them just one number apart on this list shows the inefficiency of this list.
I like that. I like the fact that we're taking direct shots at ESPN, and I don't think that a lot of people have a problem with it because of the way that it just made no sense. Number 16, Allyson Felix, a USA representative in sprinting and just running in general. Very good sprinter there. But Jose Lee, what's your take?
To be honest, I had no idea who this very good sprinter was. I looked up his numbers. She's got really good stuff. She's got 11 golds, 3 silvers, and 2 bronzes. That's 16 more medals than I have.
That's not bad.
So that's not bad. But I literally had no idea who she was.
Ruben?
Well, I think you've got to be, like I said, well-rounded in picking athletes, because this girl's like the top of her field. And so if you're that good, then yeah, you definitely deserve to be on this list.
True. I agree.
I mean, I knew who she was when I first read this thing, but I was just thinking, I mean, I didn't know the medal count on that, but I just didn't really put her up there with it. And I kind of felt like it was maybe tilted towards, since she's on the USA team. But with the medal count you said she had, that's pretty good. Still wouldn't have her in my top 20. Number 15, Novak Djokovic, a tennis player. And I cannot recall where he's from. Ruben, take this one.
Djokovic is from, like, I think, Czechoslovakia or one of those countries. He's a really good
Croatia.
Tennis player. Where? Croatia?
Croatia, yeah.
Okay, Croatia. Okay. Well, maybe we should ask Jose.
It's all the same.
Yeah, he's a very good tennis player, but I don't have him on my list.
Jose?
Yeah, you know, I left him off my list too. He was good. I remember him being really good with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, but I don't like his name.
Wow.
I don't like that it starts with a D.
You don't like his face.
It's like Novak Djokovic. That just seems weird to me.
That's a direct shot at his heritage.
After that, but I know.
Number 14, Cristiano Ronaldo, widely known as the best scorer ever in soccer. I mean, just plain and simple, one of the best to ever do it, but definitely widely regarded as the best scorer ever. I have him on my list. For sure. And the reason for that is because, like, we talk about international sports like baseball, basketball is even international, like all of these sports that we're talking about international, but soccer is probably the widest played sport in the world. And I think that's just straight up, that's what it is. It's not just might be, I think it is that. And so to be the best scorer possibly ever in a sport that's been played for a very long time by like millions of people at all times, I'd say that's dang impressive. So Ruben, what do you think?
I think yes. Just like you said, he's on my list, just like the other soccer player you're going to bring up here in a few minutes.
Thanks for that.
And he's, if you're one of the greatest in your sports in ever, much less the last 20 years, then he's definitely got to be on the list.
Jose Lee?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm not a big soccer fan. So the fact that I know who Cristiano Ronaldo is a positive thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't even have to be a soccer fan to know who he is.
And exactly.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. Plus, he drives really fancy cars and has a great life, just an absolute fantastic life. Number 13, Lauren Jackson. And I don't know if it's okay with you guys, but can we just skip this one? I think this was just an absolute mistake.
I had no idea who she was.
being that she's a being that she's a WNBA player and not knowing who she is, I know at least 20 or 30 WNBA players.
You do that, not.
Then there's no way that I shouldn't know her name.
That is a false statement.
Let's go to the next one.
Number 12, Serena Williams. Amazing. I'll let you guys start this one off. Ruben?
I just think it's ridiculous that you've got Serena Williams that low on your list. But that's just me.
It's not my list. Let's clarify
okay,
that.
I thought you were ESPN. Okay, maybe it's Ozalie's list.
Ozalie, what do you think?
I mean, I have to agree with Ruben here. Like, it's a criminal offense that Serena Williams is only at number 12. I mean, she's the premier force in all of women's tennis ever. She's the reason women's tennis is, like, even watchable.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I agree. She's also on my list. I'm going to go ahead and just – I'm going to take the ESPN side on this. Not that I don't think she should be higher, because I do, but if you have – Barry Bonds at 17, you have Tom Brady at 20, then you're just basically throwing people in a pot. And I think that she just kind of got drawn out of the hat at number 12 because they're ridiculous. Number 11, Lionel Messi, widely regarded as one of the best players ever, just all around team guy and great. So, Jose Lee, what about Messi on this list?
I revert back to my reasoning with Cristiano Ronaldo. Because he was really hurt. I know Messi's name and I know Ronaldo's name. I kind of thought they were the same person, to be honest. I don't really follow soccer that much. But I know Messi is better than Ronaldo, so sure.
All right.
I mean, he should be worse than Serena, I think. But we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. Ruben?
Yeah, let's just keep going. I think he's the same as Cristiano.
You think he's the same person too. Number 10, Usain Bolt. awesome sprinter, obviously. Fastest man in the world. Held the title for a very long time. And to be able to do that for a long time is incredible. I mean, to be able to be the fastest man in the world is one thing, and obviously you should be considered dominant if you can pretty much outrun anybody in the world. But to be able to do that, what was it, three separate Olympics straight? That's incredible.
Yep.
So, Jose Lee?
I mean, that's a lot of real estate to cover. You know, like, what's the record? What, 19 is his 200-meter dash record. Like, that's 200 meters in 19 seconds. That's a lot of real estate to be covering. It's insane. And, yeah, for the amount of time that he did it in three straight Olympics, it's like, this guy's going to win the gold. That's just what it is. Etch in stone, already tattoo it, write it in Sharpie, do what you got to do. Yeah, it makes sense that he's top 10 most dominant.
Yeah, it's hard to stay dominant for even two Olympics in a row when it comes to sprinting. Ruben?
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely a top athlete, and he's on my list for sure.
Number 9, Marta. I mean, she's considered one of the best soccer players ever, women's soccer players. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to give her very much credit. I didn't put her on my top 20. And as much as you might look at numbers or talk about how great she was, just not digging her at a top 20 position. Do you guys want to skip over this one, or what do you guys have on this?
I'll just say that the only thing that's more boring than soccer is women's soccer.
Ruben?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say nothing bad about women's soccer because I'm not a gender guy, but I've never heard of her, and she shouldn't be on any list unless it's the top 20 soccer players.
Can I just ask, did you just now say you aren't a gender? You don't have a gender? I'm just kidding. Okay. So
gender
number
spectrum, guys.
number 8, Floyd Money Mayweather. Ruben, go ahead.
Yes, definitely on that list. Even though he doesn't like to do anything but play defense and stay in the fight so he can get his money, he's still a great boxer.
I'm gonna oppose you on this, and I'm gonna say he does like to take offense quite often, but it's only against women, apparently. Jose Lee, what do you think?
That's a hot take. Floyd Money Mayweather, he's obviously the best. He's the best boxer. I wouldn't say best fighter, but I think 50-0 is. I mean, it's tough to argue against.
Yeah, for sure. Number 7, Michael Schumacher.
Schumacher.
Okay, whatever. He Formula One racer, considered one of the best apparently in his sport, but he's seated the whole time he's doing his sport, and I don't know if I respect that ever, much less even on this list. Jose Lee, go for it.
Listen, I know John Plank is gonna really hate me after I say this, but I don't really care. Driving's hard and all that, but it's a team thing. Like, he doesn't make the car, he doesn't work on the car, he drives the car, which is tough to do, going 200 miles an hour for an hour, whatever, however long it takes. But I don't know, I just don't see him as top seven material, you know?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have him in my top 20 because I don't really, sure, maybe you're athletic because you know, jog to the car when you get in it or something.
No.
I don't know, but it's not a sport per se to me. It's like being a professional gambler.
If you go
gambler.
To the bathroom on the job, you can't be considered athletic. Sorry. Number 16, Annika Sorenstein.
What nationality?
Yeah, she was a female golfer, and obviously by saying she is female, but she's a golfer. So I don't know anything about her. I'm going to defer to you guys. What do you know, Ruben?
I do know that she was known as the female Tiger Woods, and anytime you're compared to Tiger Woods in a strictly non extramarital affair type of sense, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I never heard that. I don't think she's dominant like Tiger was for the men. So I don't have her on my list, but we'll talk about that later.
Number 5, Roger Federer. You know, same thing with him as we were talking about earlier with soccer. Not huge on tennis. Don't know a whole lot about it, but if you think about tennis, that's a name that you definitely come across, and he has been relevant for so long that it would be ridiculous to even, you know, not consider him. So Ruben, what do you think?
I think he's great, and I think he definitely deserves to be on that list.
Jose Lee?
I have to agree with Ruben. I think he needs to be higher, actually.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have to hear about that here in a little bit. Number 4, Jimmy Johnson. If you guys are down, I'm skipping this completely.
Well, Jimmy Johnson, isn't he the football coach that used to be with the Dallas Cowboys?
I wish it was. I'd give him more credit athletically than I would this NASCAR driver.
That's true.
Number 3, Peyton Manning made number 3 on the list.
I have issues.
Take this, Jose Lee.
I mean, I just don't understand how you can put Tom Brady at all the way down to number 20 and then Peyton Manning number 3 when, like, you look at their head-to-head stats. Granted, football is a team sport, I'll give you that. But Peyton Manning is 6-10 all time against Tom Brady. So I think that right there, Peyton Manning, this guy with his gigantic forehead and stupid Papa John's pizza.
Wow.
He should, I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a good quarterback during the regular season, and then he just, you know, happened to choke almost every single year in the playoffs. And if it wasn't for that stellar defense that the Broncos had and Cam Newton deciding to wilt under pressure like a little flower, then he wouldn't have had another ring, and his brother Eli would have beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
How do you really feel about the Mannings? I feel like Peyton Manning's probably a better mind than Tom Brady, just not in the same situations. And we'll talk about that during my top 20.
Okay, we'll talk about that soon.
It's a good thing that you throw the football with your brain.
Number 2, LeBron James. Arguably the best basketball player to ever play the sport. And in this case, we're not worrying about best. We're worrying about dominant. And it would be very difficult for somebody to argue the fact that he's not dominant. Because if you're thinking about strength, speed, endurance, you know, health even, you're talking about this guy being dominant and being able to lead his team to, what was it, like 7 straight or 8 straight NBA finals is ridiculous. Dominant is probably his middle name. Ruben, go ahead and start.
As long as he stays in the East, he can take any team he wants out of that East to the conference finals and to the NBA finals. But Yeah, he's definitely a great, great athlete. Probably the best 20-year span of just about anybody.
Vazeli?
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James, it's hard to argue against a guy who, I mean, he only misses games when he wants to. And he just goes and dominates, and he'll put up a triple-double in the playoffs and then be like, I didn't actually feel very good. My knee hurts or something like that. It's just, you know, I guess the only knock against him is his receding hairline, but I can't fault the guy for that.
And then number one, Tiger Woods. I think the top, in my opinion, the top two would be, you know, I think that's pretty close to being right on with where it should be. But 3, 4, and 5 have been embarrassing. Well, maybe not 5, but 3 and 4. What do you think about Tiger Woods being at number one, Vazeli?
I mean, Tiger Woods is exactly where he needs to be. You really think back as to what he's done. Maybe, you know, not the last 4 or 5 years because he's been hurt, but every year before that, when I say he dominated, it's like he didn't even, his competition wasn't even close. So, yeah, Tiger Woods is deservedly number one.
I disagree, but that's okay. I think that he's definitely on the list. He's definitely the best golfer possibly of all time, and he's definitely a top five guy, but I don't have him or... Actually, top 10 guy. I don't even have him in my top 5.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a very interesting take here. Okay, now, guys, we're going to switch it up here, and we actually each made our top 20 list. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go down the list. Each of us, we're going to say what we got and why. And I'm excited about this because it did take me a whole 5 minutes to put this list together. I'm just kidding. But I thought about it a lot. And there were some guys and girls, no, mainly guys, that got left off of this list that I was very, almost offended by how badly ESPN did on this. So we're going to start off with number 20, and we'll just kind of do a roundtable type of feel here. So, Ruben, start us off with your number 20 on your list.
I've got a well-rounded list, and I went with number 20, swimmer Katie Ledecky, Olympic superstar. I felt like we had to kind of touch a lot of different areas, and I think she's definitely deserving of that list.
How long has she been dominant, though?
She's been dominant for several world championships and a couple of Olympics, so probably like the last 10 years.
Okay, it's fair. Vazeli?
I have that idiot Peyton Manning as number 20.
Wow, so you just straight almost switched him.
Why don't you just call him the forehead?
I got to say that he is very good at football, even though they changed the rules just so he could properly pass to open receivers. but, I mean, you know, passing yards is passing yards. He's got 71,000, almost 72,000 passing yards. He's got 539 touchdowns. Those are all records. So, I mean, I'll give credit where credit is due, even though he choked in the playoffs.
I'm going to say that my 20 rounded off my sporting list, and somebody that, or a sport that was completely left off of the list completely, and I said completely twice. There we go. That makes it 3. Alexander Ovechkin, just because of his dominance and possibly one of the best to ever do it in hockey, and he's still playing right now. I mean, it's crazy because it seems like hockey plays like every single day. Like, it just seems like they play year round, nonstop, and it's a grueling and a very physically demanding sport, and to be one of the best in it, I think that's pretty cool. But I don't really care too much for hockey. I don't watch it a whole lot, so I don't know enough about it. So I have him at 20, but still I put him on the list where ESPN didn't even have a hockey player at all, which I thought was incredible. So that's why I have him at number 20. Moving to number 19, go for it, Vazeli.
I got Alex and Felix on there. I piggybacked off ESPN and their stupid list. And I said, sure, I'll put Alex and Felix there.
Okay. good explanation there, Ruben.
That's a good choice. She definitely deserves to be in the top 20. I have Breanna Stewart, a 4-time NCAA champion, MVP, WNBA superstar from UConn.
I am. That's a good choice. What's that?
I said, that's a good choice.
See, and I don't think so. I think it's just 4 years of good basketball. Cut it out.
It's not just 4 years of good basketball. It's 4 years of, like, dominant basketball.
Yeah, 4 years out of 20?
No.
4 years out of 20.
Yeah, but she's been in the WNBA like 3 or 4 years too. So you've got to figure.
Is she an MVP of the WNBA?
You got to figure.
At the highest level of basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
Basketball.
Whatever. Still, I'm not going to give it to her. My number 19 is David Ortiz. I thought that for the past however long he played, I mean, I can't even remember how long did he play? Like 15 years? 18 years? He played forever.
Must have played forever.
Yeah.
He played for a very long time, and he was very good, the heart of Boston. And I just, as probably the best designated hitter ever, to leave him off this list, I thought was interesting. And I mean, just having a guy like that on your team is great too. So I have David Ortiz at number 19. So let's go to number 18. I'll start that one off, and I'm going to say, Peyton Manning. I put Peyton Manning at number 18. I do think he's a great quarterback. I didn't think that, I didn't put him at number 20 or 19 because I thought that, you know, those other guys needed to kind of get in there, but Peyton Manning is one of the greatest, at what he did. So, got to throw him in there. Ruben.
Okay. I've got Clayton Kershaw. I have him on the list just because he's been so dominant his whole MLB career. And I just felt like you had to have, well, I have a few Major League Baseball players, but that's the only pitcher, and I felt like he deserved it.
Jose Lee?
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm starting to rethink my list. Just kidding. I put number 18 at Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you should rethink your list. I agree. do you want to defend that, or
if you think back to, like, he made NASCAR what it was today, or what it is today, like, very, very popular. And be what it may, like, even though it is just driving around in a circle at 200 miles an hour, it's tough to do. And he won 5 straight times. And that's hard. Winning 5 straight times at anything, 5 straight titles at anything, is hard to do, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think Clayton Kershaw's won 5 straight times.
No, I don't think so. But I also think that lost all your credibility. Number 17.
I agree.
Jose Lee, lead us off at number 17.
I got number 17, Alex Ovechkin, because that guy can just put goals into the back of the old onion bag, and he's a really, really, really good hockey player, and even though he hasn't won a title, I would consider him more dominant than Mr. Sidney Crosby, because he's more durable, I would say.
Very cool. That's cool, because neither one of them are on the top 20 list of ESPN, and we both had it. Ruben, what about you at number 17?
I've got Bryce Harper. I feel like Bryce Harper's another great baseball player, and I like baseball, and I feel like he deserves to be on that list.
I like baseball, and I like Bryce Harper. Number 17, I put Adrian Peterson. I thought he was a great running back, very dominant in his position. After coming back from a devastating knee injury, he dominated almost as good or better than he ever had. And then his only downfall, of course, was his, like, domestic violence charges or whatever with a year off. But even with that, I mean, he's been able to still do things, you know, still help teams no matter what, and in a dominant way for a long time. Now he's getting older, but I still think he deserved to be on this list. I didn't think just quarterbacks deserve to just be on the dominant list. As a running back, if you're able to put up as many yards as he was able to and pretty much run guys over or get around them however you wanted to, I thought he deserved to be on this list. So, now we move on to number 16. And whose turn is it? Is it yours? Ruben, number 16.
I think so. Joselli's going to like this pick. Another baseball guy, Mike Trout.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. Joselli, number 16.
I got Pedro Martinez.
Okay. Well, when was the last year he played, though?
I think it was 20 years ago.
Like,
he was still there. I mean, he won the World Series with the Red Sox in 2004. So
that was what, 14 years ago?
So you're counting his broadcasting career or what?
Because
I'm counting his time with the. You remember that big shoe that he had when he was with the Phillies? Because he, like, tore his toe or something. I just thought that
that was Curt Schilling. That was Curt Schilling. The bloody sock. That was Curt Schilling. I
put him there because he was the last person to finish with an ERA under two, and he would just go out there and incredibly intimidate people, and he would blow 99 on the black in the ninth inning, and he would just shut people down. And I think he's a modern day. He would go nine innings, whereas pitchers nowadays don't really go nine innings at all. They go seven, maybe. And I think if we're talking pure dominance, I find it hard to find anybody other than Pedro at the pitcher position.
I have to highly disagree with this being in the category that we're talking about. Dominant, most dominant in the last 20 years. If he only did the last
6 years,
yeah,
of that.
6 years of the 20, which is why I disagreed with you, Ruben, with Brianna Stewart. But like I was thinking about putting Randy Johnson on this list because I thought he was incredible. But and I think his last year was what was it like 2000 and probably right around where Pedro was, maybe a couple years after. And but I didn't because his back end of his career was at the beginning of this time. So sorry, Jose Lee, I'm cutting you from that.
Let's hear your number 16.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Clayton Kershaw. I think he's the most dominant regular season pitcher, of this era right now. And though
MLB's Peyton Manning.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever.
Great choice.
Well, in the playoffs, maybe he's not been able to prove himself. He's had a few good games, but you know, when it comes down to the grand scheme of things, maybe not. That's why he's 16 instead of higher, but very dominant he's basically almost a sure win for the Dodgers every time he comes around the rotation. I think that's huge. And to do that your whole MLB career is big. So 16, Clayton Kershaw. Now did you do your 16, Ruben?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So number 15, I'll kick this one off. Rafael Nadal, to be dominant in tennis, which is a very, very, broad span of like nationalities that play that sport. I think that's pretty big. And I don't have Djokovic on my list at all because I think that Nadal is more dominant and more relevant. But I mean, that's just me. So, Jose Lee?
I got Rafael Nadal also.
What?
Wow. What are the chances?
That's insane.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to say, and Rafael Nadal is a good choice.
He is.
I actually had him on my list, and I switched him up.
If it's another baseball player, you're done for the day.
Actually, it's not. But my number 15 is Kevin Durant. You know, I think, you know, you've got to have several basketball players in there as well because it's such a tough sport to dominate, and he's dominated for many years. And that's my number 15.
I know a lot of people hate on him, but I mean, I don't have him on my list. I do agree with the fact that he's been pretty dominant though. Cause whatever team he's on, he's the best player. That's pretty good. So we're going to move to number 14, Ruben, number 14.
My number 14 is Floyd Money Mayweather. That's my number 14.
I can't. So what? No explanation for why he's so low?
No, there's really not. I really don't like his style. I liked De La Hoya. I like a lot of the other boxers back in the day, Muhammad Ali, you know, all those guys. So I really don't like him, but he's a great dominant boxer.
I'm very disappointed in you. Jose Lee, what's your number 14?
Yeah, 14. Okay. I lost my train of thought because Ruben said he had Floyd Mayweather at 14. My 14 is Kobe Bryant.
Ah, okay. I don't.
Some might say that's a little low, but I think we all know how dominant Kobe was during his time. And it really, it's not a knock on Kobe. It's more so that I have to give more props to the people ahead of him.
Okay. No, I don't think it's a bad pick. I mean, honestly, I think that he should be around that area. And he should definitely be on the top 20, which is what ESPN didn't do for him. And I'm disappointed in ESPN for that. My number 14 is Miguel Cabrera. I thought that he's been a very big asset for a team for a very long time. Last couple years might not have been obviously his best, but to win a triple crown is so hard to do in baseball. It's like, think of the hardest thing to do in a sport. That's what he did And it's a full season. It's not just, oh, he had a really good game. Look at what he did. You know, he had a triple double in one game. He led in three categories in hitting, which is probably the hardest thing to do in sports. It's just ridiculous at how good he was when he was in his prime. And so I have to put him on my list at number 14.
Anybody? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're moving on to number 13. Jose Lee, start us with number 13.
I got that lawn fairy, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Just because, I can't back it up because I don't know anything about soccer other than it takes 90 minutes and sometimes it ends in a 0-0 tie. What's the point?
Okay. That's very fair. Ruben?
My number 13 is Lionel Messi. And kind of the same thing. I think he's, you know, a dominant player in his sport, and he deserves to be on the list. And that's just where I put him.
Okay. For my number 13, I put Kobe Bryant. Jose Ali and I are very close in our list, apparently. For those of you listening at home, we haven't talked about our lists at all before this. But yeah, Kobe Bryant, number 13. I think he's, in my opinion, on this list, he's the third most dominant basketball player, and so that's why I have him at number 13. So and he's one of my favorites, if not my favorite basketball player of all time. So for me to put him that low is showing that I'm not being biased on this list. I'm just being honest about this list. Number 12, Cristiano Ronaldo for me, because he's been so great in soccer, and that's why we're really close on our list. Jose Lee, that's where I have him at number 12. And I talked to my cousin who's been our soccer analyst or our soccer expert a few times on this show, and he says that Ronaldo might be, I mean, he's right there. He's got 7 Ball de Boers. I forget how to say it, but that means you're the best soccer player best soccer player in the world, and he has 7 of them, which is tied with Messi. But he says that he's more of a pure scorer rather than a full all-around player. I put him at number 12. Ruben, what's your number 12?
My number 12 is Cristiano Ronaldo as well, and I really just have him and Lionel Messi as a tie, so they're both 12/13.
Wow, okay. Jose Lee? So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that he has them tying like they are allowed to do in soccer, so that's very fair.
That's as fair as you can be. Now, I have Cristiano Ronaldo at number 13 and Lionel Messi at number 12. And I just put Messi ahead of him simply because I see right now on the internet that Messi's got more. Messi's got 5, Ronaldo's got 4.
You went in alphabetical order, sounds like.
They've traded the FIFA or the Ballon d'Or, with the gold ball. They've traded off since 2008. Like 2008, Ronaldo won. 2009, Messi won. And they've traded off, every year up until this year. Ronaldo's won the last 2, but I think it's just they're really good soccer players.
They are.
They like to run a lot.
Number 11, Jose Lee.
I got Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Usain Bolt, he's very fast. And like we talked about when we were talking about the ESPN list, the guy went in there knowing that he was going to win gold in those 3 Olympics. And I think three Olympics, that's 12 years, to be able to dominate your sport. Not only is it the Olympics, but like he dominate the world championships that they had every year. Like that's tremendous.
I agree.
In a grueling sport like track.
That I agree. That's a great pick, but I have him a lot higher than that. My pick is Barry Bonds, one of the probably the best baseball player in the past 20 years. Numbers don't lie.
Okay, very good. I have number 11 at Roger Federer because he's been considered one of the best, if not the best, tennis player, in recent history. So I'll give it to him because tennis is tough. I'm not a huge fan of it, but if you're considered one of the best, I had him and Ronaldo kind of, back and forth, and I just decided, I'll just put him above because I have another soccer player up higher. So I'll throw him a bone there. Number 11, Roger Federer. Ruben, take number 10.
My number 10 actually is Von Miller. I just felt like you got to get a defensive guy in there from football because that's one of the toughest sports, and he's a really, really good football player. And I actually had Rafael Nadal in that spot, and I crossed him out and put Von Miller because I thought, you know what, I got to get a defensive guy in there.
I feel like if you would have put a defensive guy, you could have put him way lower, but that's okay. That's all right. We'll let you do your thing. Jose Lee?
What are we, number 10?
Yes, number 10.
Number 10. I got Serena Williams.
Okay.
She was tremendous, and I was like, she needs to be higher than 12. Well, technically, she is higher than 12. They put her at number 10.
Yeah.
She was, like I said about tennis, like, she put women's tennis on the map, and she dominates women's tennis, and it's hard to argue with anybody against her.
Good point.
As being the most dominant in her sport, there is no other answer.
Number 10 for me was Shaquille O'Neal. I'm sorry, I know that he was on the back end of his career, maybe for the last, what was it, like the first?
He probably since 04. Since 04, Pedro.
He retired 2011. So I mean, for, you know, the first, what is it, 2018? So for
7 years.
I'm terrible. For 7 years he hasn't been playing. So that makes it, what, 13 years of dominance? I mean,
yeah, unbelievable. But he didn't dominate the last couple of years of his existence.
He was still really good. I mean, when he went to the Heat, he won a championship, and he was a big key part of that. So, I mean, to be able to win in multiple places and be the obvious catalyst on a team, I think that's huge. I put Shaq at number 10, and he's my final remaining repeated sport. From now on, all of the sports are the best in what they do. And that's kind of how I have it. So, Ruben?
Okay, my number 9 is Roger Federer. So we're pretty close on that, Trey. I feel like, you know, he's the most dominant tennis player of the last 20 years.
Jose Lee?
I got number 9 as Mr. Shaquille O'Neal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think he's writing it down.
That you said, like, he was the most dominant big man in basketball. He was 300 pounds and he could move like he was 180.
Yeah. Probably the best post ever.
Yeah.
Number 9, Jose Lee, what's your number 9?
I just said my number 9.
Oh, I'm sorry. My number 9. I didn't say my number 9. It is Usain Bolt for me. From here on out, they are just the best at what they do. And
we got it. You already said that.
I know. It'd be hard for me to say that he's not the best sprinter ever because of what he's been able to do and obvious broken records and things like that. He's amazing. And obviously, it's not just USA based. He's from Jamaica. He's amazing. Out of country. Ruben, go with number 8.
I'm the one that started with number 9, but I'll go ahead and go with number 8. And my number 8 is none other than Nationwide is on your side, Peyton Manning.
Wow.
My God.
You think very highly of this man. I mean, he was
very
great.
Dominant, very great quarterback in the last 20 years, yes.
Jose Lee?
Peyton Manning at number 8? That's unbelievable. Oh, my God. I got serious issues. I put Barry Bonds as my number 8. Simply because there was nobody more intimidating with a bat in their hands for a span of 5 years, and that's not even hyperbole. I was looking at his stats. His on base percentage every year from 2001 was the year he hit 73 home runs. He broke the single season home run record. He had an on base percentage of .510 in 2001, and it went up every year. And in 2004, he finished the year with a .609 on base percentage.
It's insane.
232 walks. 120 of those were intentional. He literally got on base 61% of the time he went up to bat. That's incredible. That's unbelievable. And I don't think there, without a doubt, has not been anybody more dominant in baseball offensively than Barry Bonds was in the last 20 years.
I like it because number 8 for me is also Barry Bonds. And my reasoning behind it is, well, number 1, what you just said, obviously the stats behind it, but to, you know, break a few records with home runs, obviously, all time and single season. He's, you know, dominating the pitcher completely. That is probably one of the best ways to show dominance over another man, is to hit a home run off of them. Like maybe dunking on them multiple times would be another way to dominate over somebody. But I think this is a lot harder to do. And he did it very, very well, and he hit it very hard. So number 8, Barry Bonds for me. I'll start number 7, and I'm going to say, for me, my number 7 is Serena Williams, because she was the best at what she did in tennis, and she made it worth watching when you're watching women's tennis. I still don't watch it very often, but when she's playing, it piques my interest, and I might, you know, give it about 3-4 minutes, which is saying a lot because I don't really watch tennis. Jose Lee?
Number 7, I got Mariano Rivera.
Cool. I like that.
When he came in the game, and any baseball fan who watches baseball regularly knows that when he came in the game was over. And he did it all by throwing one pitch at 90, you know, granted, 94 mile an hour cutter in on the hand, hard to hit. But everyone knew it was coming, and he dominated them anyway. The career saves record holder in a sport dominated by, you could say cannibalism, where people, like, it's constantly people trying to beat each other. There was nobody better than Mariano Rivera.
Ruben?
Yeah, that was a good pick.
I like that.
My number 7 is Tom Brady. You know, I know you guys must be higher because you guys must have copied off of a list, because you all have the same list. But that's my number 7, Tom Brady, and you guys will describe it more in a few minutes.
Okay, so you're leaving the work to us. No, I mean, I don't disagree with your positioning on that, because I have Tom Brady at number 6, and I just think he's the best quarterback ever. I don't think I really need a whole lot behind that. 5 championships, right? Isn't that what it is, Jose Lee?
Yep, 8 Super Bowl appearances, 5 championships.
I mean, ridiculous. So number 6, Tom Brady, simply because he's the best to ever do it in his sport. I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched football for 50 years, but I can tell you enough to say he's the best to do it in his position. Jose Lee?
I got number 6, LeBron James.
Okay.
LeBron James, I mean, he's the best basketball player right now ever, remains to be seen. But he's definitely the best basketball player since he has been in the league. Definitely the most polarizing basketball player. You either love him or you hate him. But one thing you do is you do have to respect him, and the fact that he's taken to, what is it, 7 straight finals or 8 yes. straight finals. Granted, it's all in the East, but he won with the Heat on a pylon team. He won with the Cavs, even though he didn't really do the winning. That was more Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. More so than anything, he's just a really good basketball player, and it's hard to take that away from him.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ruben?
Okay, now we're going – oh, my number 6. Okay, my number 6 is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is really, really good. Are you laughing, Jose? Really, really good.
You can't see me, but I'm doing backflips.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't think that – I don't know. Golf is a great sport, and it's tough and everything else, and he's been the most dominant – golfer, so he's definitely, you know, maybe he should be a couple higher on the list, but I just think athletically the other 5 are above him.
All right. And that was your number 6, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start off. I'm going to start off number 5. Just from what I've been talking to and looking up some of the things that he's been able to do, I'm going with Lionel Messi. And that's just because he's been the best in his sport. And like I said before, I don't pay attention to the sport enough to, like, distinguish between the two. But after looking up what he's been able to do and him being the best player in the world a lot of times and tied with Cristiano Ronaldo in that category, I think that I had to put him at number 5, because to be the best in soccer, soccer's incredibly popular in pretty much all countries. So I had to put him up there high. I had to put a soccer player in the top 5. Lionel Messi, number 5.
I like that pick. I like that pick, but I don't like it as much as my pick. Number 5, Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
Yeah, I think 50-0 is 50-0. I mean, that's I would say some would argue that that is the definition of dominance. I kind of wanted to put him at number one because he's literally dominated all 50 of his opponents.
Well, I disagree. I don't think he dominated.
Say it again.
He chooses who he fights. It's different than the other sports, but he's still top five to me.
Oh yeah, definitely top 10. But
I was gonna say you can't say definitely top five. You put him at number 25.
Definitely top 14 guy, but not a top five because he didn't dominate Manny Pacquiao, and you don't have him on this list. And he barely beat him, and a lot of people say he didn't beat Manny Pacquiao.
So I'll just go ahead and void all of that because I have him on this list still. My number four is LeBron James. Jose Lee, you touched on the fact that he's the best player in basketball right now. I think he's kind of put it to rest that he's already the best player ever. And the reason I'm saying this and it hurts me to put him at number four is because I never really liked the guy. I didn't really like his style as far as like the way he carried himself and the way that he, you know, talked about himself. But, you know, to be able to say something like I'm the best player in the world in a press conference and nobody bat an eye at that, I think that's incredible. I started to really warm up to him. No off the field controversy, really. I mean, off the court controversy. He's really been a stand up guy. No issues that we've been able to find, at least. And altogether, just an absolutely dominant basketball player. He's in his 15th year. He's dunking on dudes like he's, you know, 3 years into the league. It's ridiculous. LeBron James at number four.
Well, it's because he's taking steroids.
Well, that's fine. I'll allow it.
But, I mean, if he's taking steroids and so is Barry Bonds, I think you got to move Barry Bonds up.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about Barry Bonds taking steroids. I didn't have him as high on the list because he hasn't been playing baseball for as long in this 20-year span as LeBron James has been playing basketball. That's why.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Who's going to start off number three?
No, I'm still on four.
Oh, sorry.
So is Jose Lee.
Yeah, you're jumping ahead. Trey.
Yeah, let us finish. My number
four.
My number five is, my number four, I'm sorry, is Michael Phelps. I mean, most dominant swimmer. I mean, you guys have already talked about him. I think you guys had him a little further down on your list, but that guy dominated swimming like no other ever. Mark Spitz, I think, is the next guy that had 7 gold medals in one Olympic, and I think this guy had 9 or 10, and I mean he's just dominated for the last 15 years probably in swimming.
Azalee?
My number four is none other than Mr. Roger Federer.
Okay.
He's got 20 Grand Slam titles, shattering the old record of 14 held by Pete Sampras, and he's got the record of 307 weeks at number one all time, like career. And it's only growing because he's going to continue to win. He's actually
crazy.
Revamped his techniques. And there's nobody better than him. The next best player is Rafael Nadal. And I think Rafael Nadal's got 16 titles and Djokovic has 12. That's why Djokovic didn't make my list. Nadal's down to 15. And Roger Federer, he just dominates people. Like, you go on the tennis court, and the only other person that could have a chance to beat him, especially back in their heyday, which is like 2007, 08, 2009, all that, was Nadal. Nobody else was going to beat him unless your name was Rafael Nadal. Like, now he's dropped off a little bit. He's lost more matches, but he still dominates people. He's going to go play at Wimbledon. He's going to go play in the French Open. And he's probably on a collision course with Rafael Nadal. I just don't see him slowing down anytime soon, and he's already got 20 titles. He's probably going to get more. It's just that, to me, there's a no-brainer to put Roger Federer at number four.
All right, number three. Jose Lee, I'm going to boomerang it back to you. Go ahead and start us off at number three.
Number three, I got Mr. Tom Brady, dude.
Ooh.
You completely switched him. Because that's correct.
Okay.
It's completely correct to have Peyton Manning down at number 20 and Tom Brady up at number 3, simply because Tom Brady is just that much better than Peyton Manning. He's the best quarterback of all time. He's got all the records that matter anyway, you know, like wins and Super Bowl wins.
Okay, that'll work. I mean, I'll take that as an answer. I mean, I have him at 6, and, you know, it's the top five to six are can be interchangeable, in my opinion, on my list. So the fact that you have him at three, I like that. Ruben?
My number three, and the only reason that I don't think Tom Brady is any different than, and like I said, I had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady pretty much the same guy. If you put Bill Belichick as Peyton Manning's coach, then he's probably got the same or maybe more than what Tom Brady has. But anyways, my number three is Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe Bryant is right there with LeBron James in the past 20 years and what he did, winning championships and putting up numbers and competing the way he did. I think that, of course, I'm a L.A. Laker fan, but that's my number three.
Okay, I'll accept that too. I mean, I have him down maybe further than you might have liked him to be. But, yeah, I mean, five championships, nothing to mess with. My number three is Tiger Woods. You guys already talked about Tiger Woods before. Who had him already on the list? Anybody? Yeah, so you already had him on your list, Tiger Woods. And, you know, we've talked about it before when we did the list that ESPN came out with, and he makes people want to watch golf. And it's not an easy sport to watch. You know, it's very slow sport. It takes a very long time for, you know, a full round of golf to go through. And he's going to attract eyeballs, and I think that that's huge. So to be able to not just dominate your sport in his prime and his span of dominance, but also to keep relevant and make people watch your sport. If you can attract people to your sport, it's big time. And I think that all three of our top threes have to do that. You have to attract people to your sport at least. Jose Lee?
We're at number two, right?
Yes, sir.
I already gave my number three, Tom Brady.
Number two.
Okay, so my number two is Mr. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time. He's got 28 total medals. His first Olympics were the 2000 Sydney Olympics. So he just finished competing in the 2016 Summer Olympics. I don't think it's possible to find a more dominant athlete at their sport than Michael Phelps. He's got 28 medals. Guy's got 28 medals just in the Olympics.
Yeah,
that's not to mention he's got how many? He's got 8 gold medals at the 2008 Beijing Games. He's got a total of, I'm reading here, 82 medals in major international long course competitions.
Wow!
Of which 65 were gold, 14 silver, and 3 bronze.
Jose Lee, I love what you're doing with the stats because you totally took care of me there. My number two is also Michael Phelps, and the best part about it to me is the fact that, yes, he's dominant in his sport, but I've gone to swim laps, and it is so physically demanding. It is so hard to swim laps. First off, I'm not a good swimmer, but second of all, it's very I mean, it goes without saying, it's very hard to swim fast, and then if you're good at that, you have to put in a ton of work, and for him to win so many events and piggyback those events like he did, it had to be crazy hard. And some of these guys literally train their whole lives just for one event, and he dominated them on his third event. That's insane. So number two, yes, Michael Phelps. Ruben?
Okay, my number two is Serena Williams. Just like you guys said about her a little earlier, she's the most dominant female athlete probably ever, and the way she has dominated in the last 20 years in women's tennis is incredible. I mean, she's something else. She's not human. She's that good. And so that's my number two.
I like Serena. So her in the top 10 anywhere, yeah. I like.
Yeah, I think when I put Serena Williams at number 10, it wasn't because she wasn't deserving to be higher. I think it was more so like the people ahead of her are just that much more dominant than she was at women's tennis, in my opinion, at least.
All right. And then number one, Ruben, go ahead and start us off with number one and back it.
Okay, my number one is LeBron James. You guys had him a little lower on your list, but in a tough sport where you've got to dominate with five guys on the court, and he's dominated like no other in the past 20 years. And yeah, I was like you, Trey, saying that LeBron James to me is a little bit of a villain, and has been in the past, and I wasn't real crazy about him. But in the last few years, I've turned the tide on him and really got to like him, except for when he whines about calls sometimes. But he's so dominant. I think that he's better than Michael Jordan as of all time.
He definitely has more tools and size. But Jose Lee, number one?
Yeah, this is cool because we all have different number ones. And then when people pick my list as the best one, I'll be able to rub it in your face.
That one happened.
My number one is Tiger Woods. There was nobody more, one, dominant at their sport than he was. Maybe, you know, you could argue Floyd Mayweather.
I will argue.
But Tiger Woods got 79 official, or he's won 79 official PGA Tour events, 14 majors, second all time behind the great one, Jack Nicklaus. And there, I was reading stats in 2001 or 2002, I forgot which year, he led the entire calendar year, he was never under par or never over par once. That's
wow.
Anybody who's golfed ever before, that's basically impossible to do. And here we got this guy doing it in a white-dominated sport, black man doing it in a white-dominated sport. And not only that, but he made people want to watch golf. He brought a lot of attention to the golf, to the sport of golf. Even now, like what 2 weeks ago, it was the weekend of March Madness, the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Everyone should be paying attention to the NCAA tournament, and yet people were watching Tiger Woods go and try and come back and win his first major since his return in 2013 or 14 or something like that. To me, there's nobody more better. There's nobody better, more dominant, and more polarizing in their sport than Tiger Woods.
I like it. I mean, I there's a lot of things right there that I can't argue, but I will say this. The reason he was not number one or number two on my list was because of his last, like, I mean, most of these guys that I have, like Michael Phelps I have on my list at number two, he didn't, like, tail off real hard. And Tiger Woods has, for the last, what has it been, like 5-6 years, he's found himself in a dark place, and that's definitely affected his play. So for people to want him to come back, I know that's huge. I do have him at three, but my number one is Floyd Mayweather, and the reason for that is because of his tenure in the sport. His relevance has been outstanding. People want to watch boxing, and I know that, you know, I'll buy pay-per-view or something like that, let's say, and you try to watch Floyd Mayweather, and it's like, oh, just another disappointment. You know, it's boring maybe, but he knows how to play the game, and he's never lost. So I can't say that the same for any of these other people on the list. He's the only one on here that's legitimately gone undefeated. He can't blame or you know, put a lot of, how do I say this? Put a lot of responsibility on teammates or anything like that. He does it all himself. So whether it's crooked or whatever, because I know a lot of people might throw that into the game, I'd have to say undefeated. I don't care who you are. That's the most impressive you can do in dominant. So, whew.
I take back my number one. I'm going to put Brian Scalabrine as number one.
I knew you would. I'm proud of our top 20s. I think it's much better than ESPN's.
It is definitely much better. Even Rubens is better than ESPN.
Wow, you really went there, huh?
I agree.
I think back to your Breanna Stewart pick. I like that pick as a dominant athlete because she did dominate for 4 years with UConn, and that UConn team that she, one of the UConn teams that she won with, I think it was the 2013, 2014 UConn women's team. They went 40-0, and they beat every team by double digits. And she was the MVP of that team. So kind of best player, best team. It's hard to make a case against Breanna Stewart. So I want to commend you for that pick, Ruben.
Oh, thank you. One pick out of 20. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have to take points away from you for putting Tom Brady so low.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Definitely let us know what your top 20 is. I'm going to publish our top 20s You guys will send me the list and we'll get that out there and we'll see who thinks, you know, which list is better. And we'll see if we can get a voting poll going together, at some point, here pretty soon. So, but we
just give me the crown. Just give me the crown.
Jose, we appreciate you being on. You're not going to win that one. Ruben, thanks for doing this as well. I will say this, guys, I think we can all agree ESPN really dropped the ball on this one. And
they suck.
I expect a lot more.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Trey. Thanks a lot.
All Sports Best is sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market, and Bowen Insurance. Huge thanks to our sponsors for keeping us going. And we hope that you guys tune into our next podcast, which will include a current NFL player from the San Francisco 49ers, Bo Lacumbo.